OKOS One Gang Wi-Fi Smart Light Switch Breaker Hidden DIY Module. OKOS Smart App, remote control compatible with Alexa, Echo, Google Home, One Switch Automation. Product details. Easy convert your traditional switch into smart switch and get remote control. You can connect one light switch to this switch module by just installing one DIY smart switch module inside the switchboard. Suitable for installation inside switchbox. Please confirm the size before ordering. Control on/off of the bedroom lights via your voice assistant like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, or your mobile phone. Wi-Fi control via your mobile phone. 2.4G networks provides the needed connection to the DIY switch module without the need of a separate hub. Use the app OKOS Smart on your Android iOS device. Allows for full control of your lights or compatible appliances. Multiple program options allow you to plan the exact time to turn lights on/off automatically. With this Wi-Fi switch module, you can control your lights with the existing traditional switches and mobile app simultaneously, turning the light on via the traditional switch and turning it off via the mobile app. Voice commands is also supported in this unique device. Unboxing Smart Life at Images, Technical Specs, Controller MCU, WB3S Relay. 10A, 250V, Teardown Images, AutoExec.bat, Home Assistant Configuration, MQTT Component, Countdown Automation. How Countdown Works. But first, let's complete the configuration part. In automation, it is mandatory to select Trigger Platform as Numeric State, as this will avoid re-triggering if the value is changed, and the changed value is between above and below parameters of the trigger. In order for the automation to execute for the next time, the value of the entity must be either less than 0 or more than 86400. For this to work, we need to make sure to set the countdown entity value to 0, 0, each time the state of the switch is changed. This will be handled with the below command mentioned in autoexec.bat file. Next, need to configure the REST API call. Enter the below code in configuration.yaml file. This API take 3 parameters. 1. IP address of the device, channel number, and the channel state. This information is provided via the countdown automation, and this is how it works. We set the desired countdown value in seconds, which must be above 0 and below 8640 as soon as a change is detected. Automation will fire calling the REST API repeating event function. The state of the switch will be toggled after the number of seconds defined. This change will call the add change handler function. We'll set the state of the countdown channel 2 to 0, 0. Restore startup state. How to configure switch restore state from Home Assistant. In configuration.yaml file, enter the below code. Here, we are defining the configure startup API of OpenBK firmware. This take 3 parameters. 1. IP address of the device, the switch and channel number, as index and the state of the switch and channel. This information is provided via automation. Next, we need to create an input select helper with 3 values as 1. Off for state 0, 2. On for state 1, and 3, remember last power state, for state negative 1. And last, the automation. In automation.yaml file, enter the below code. In this automation, we first do the mapping of the states, 0, 1, or negative 1, based on the trigger ID, and pass this information to the reset API. Automation is fired as soon as the trigger state is changed.